a few thoughts, very short. We've heard during this conference that the Lord is in control. We've heard in one of the previous evenings that we should be courageous. We've been thinking what a storm, the Sea of Galilee, and I've been thinking of that a few days already. I'd just like to read the story again, only not from the Gospel of John, but from the Gospel of Mark, because there are some differences between the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 6, verse 45. And immediately he compelled his disciples to go on board ship, to go on before to the other side of Bethsaida, while he sends the crowds away. And having dismissed them, departed into the mountain to pray. And when evening was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone upon the land. And seeing them laboring in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them, about the fourth watch of the night, he comes to them walking on the sea and would have passed them by. But they, seeing him walking on the sea, thought that it was an apparition and cried out, for all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he spoke with them and says to them, be of good courage, it is I, don't be afraid. And he went up to them into the ship, and the wind fell. And they were exceedingly beyond measure astonished in themselves and wondered. Just before this occasion, there were the 5,000 men who were fed by the Lord Jesus, with the help of the disciples. And at the end of it, there were 12 baskets left. I think we can say that we have been fed by the Lord Jesus, and we could all take our basket back home. And then come the daily circumstances. The storm, the wind, it is dark, but then the Lord Jesus says, be of good courage. And he not only says that, but we have thought of him as the priest. And this, and in this passage here, we see that he is praying. And what we do not see in John, but we do see here, is that he sees the trouble of his disciples. We've heard that the Lord is in control. He knows what we are going through, and we see that here. He knew in what trouble the disciples were. And he came to them, and the wind fell. Here we do not read that they came to land. In John we did read that as soon as the Lord came in the ship, they came to land. I'd just like to read two verses from Psalm 107 in closing. We've been reminded of the fact that the Lord is coming soon, that the time is short, and we've read that he came to the disciples in the fourth watch of the night. In Psalm 107, we read in verse 29, he maketh the storm a calm, and the waves thereof are still. And they rejoice because they are quiet, and he bringeth them into their desired heaven.